Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Dewar, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I will be brutally honest. God bless America. This is the Steve Dewar Show. Three things you need to know this hour. Number one, five women mountain biking get in a life and death battle with a mountain lion that goes on for 45 minutes. They eventually subdued the beast, but not before one of them was grievously and permanently disfigured. Number two, it appears we're winning in the war on us when it comes to independent journalism. That's right, we're winning the battle over misinformation, disinformation, and plain old-fashioned fake news. But we're not done. And number three, the crime wave. The crime wave that is spilling over in America, changing people's minds about what's happening, as we've heard in the first hour today. And it's black voters in places like New York City and Chicago that are like, hey, we've had enough. They are rejecting the invasion of illegals more than others, and it could have a serious impact on the November elections. You see, many of these cities are being impacted. Hotels taken over. Community centers taken over. Old schools taken over and converted into places to keep illegals. Which, by the way, is costing us over $2 billion a day by some estimates. $2 billion a day in America being squandered on people that should not be here. And in fact, in 10 days' time, the amount of money spent would build a border wall. $20 billion would build a border wall. Much of the concern begins with crime, both in the city and in the suburbs, too. Yeah, this crime is being identified everywhere. And I don't just mean the murders of the people that I went over in the first hour. No, I don't mean the murders of Lake and Riley and so forth. But high-tech, sophisticated, illegal alien gangs working all over the country. They come in, they have a plan, they're focusing on high-end homes. Places like Los Angeles, really getting hit hard. After all, it's a sanctuary city. They come in. Here's an explanation of how it works. Listen.
We have a significant increase in burglaries from organized groups that are outside this country, that are coming into the country, and they are targeting high-end residents and we are addressing that specifically in a task force fashion through multi-agencies.
Lots of these break-ins have been recorded by security cameras in recent years. Detectives tell me many tourist burglars who've been arrested often enter the U.S. through a visa waiver program. Many were visiting from Chile and other South American countries. The LAPD says there have been more than 900 residential burglaries across the city since January. Some of those committed by the tourist burglars who often target luxury homes in the foothills. And some of them may be using new technology to interfere with home security. Just last week, the LAPD's Wilshire station sent out this alert that Wi-Fi jammers had been used to block camera and alarm signals during some recent break-in.
Using Wi-Fi jammers. Look, these people are sophisticated. Los Angeles, I hear about, not too far from where I am right here in Oakland County, Michigan. High-end Venezuelan gangs, they come here with the intention of targeting high-end homes in expensive neighborhoods. They know exactly what they're doing. Look, they're up dismantling the cameras. They're putting in Wi-Fi jammers. They're operating at times when they know nobody's around. I mean, they've got this figured out quite well. Quite well. And they're getting away with literally millions of dollars in illegal goods. Stolen goods. So here's another example of how the illegal alien invasion is impacting us. I wrote about this first, back in 2017, 2018. When I explained to the readers of SteveGruber.com that California had at least five members of Congress it was not legally entitled to. Elon Musk tries to explain to Don Lemon, the former CNN hack, how illegals unfairly impact elections. This must be from the interview when Elon Musk said, yeah, I'm not going to do anything special for Don Lemon. He's just doing CNN on social media. But here's how it had to be explained, and Don Lemon just doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. But Elon Musk actually makes it more concerning to me than I realized. Listen to this.
When the census is done, the census is based on all people in an area, whether they are citizens or not. So if there are a concentration of people who came here illegally in a particular state or in a particular state, that state will actually then get an increased number of House seats. So the House seat apportionment is proportionate to the number of people, not the number of citizens. So the illegals overwhelmingly go to places like California, New York, and if you just look at the math, if you look at the apportionment with and without illegals, I believe California would lose. I believe the blue state, there would be a net loss of blue states of approximately 20 seats in the House. This also applies to the Electoral College. So you say, like, well, this also applies to electing the president, because the electoral votes are also done by apportionment the same way that House seats are done.
Yeah, correct. And Don Lemon tries to sit there and argue, well, no. The red states are unfairly represented. Not true at all. Not true at all. In fact, 20 seats is more than I had calculated. 20 seats, and I'm going to guess that Elon's figured this out. That would mean right now the Republicans would have another 20 votes in the Electoral College come November, which is like having a couple more states in their column. It would change everything. In fact, it might change everything. I went through it last night. Right now, I'm going to tell you it's going to be a hard-fought victory. If Donald Trump can win, he's going to have to win Arizona. And I don't know if that's possible the way it's set up. I don't know if he can overcome the problems in Arizona or not. Big concern. And we'll talk more about that in the days to come. Meanwhile, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor, GOP candidate for governor currently in the Tar Heel State, Mark Robinson, has questions about a terrorist in his state who attacked a police officer, tried to get his gun. Yeah, he's got questions, as he should. Listen to this one.
Last week in Gates County, North Carolina, an armed illegal immigrant was arrested who was on the federal terrorist watch list. His name is Awet Hagos. Reports indicate that Hagos came into the United States from Haiti, but is originally from an area near Yemen, a known hotbed of terrorist activity. Police were called to the scene after reports of shots fired, and when deputies moved in to apprehend him, Hagos attempted to disarm a deputy before fleeing. It took law enforcement over 4 hours to finally apprehend him. After learning of this incident, I spoke with Sheriff Ray Campbell of Gates County. I was briefed by him on the situation and thanked him for honorably discharging his duties and for the courageous actions of his deputies. More importantly, I promised I would do everything I could to assist him.
Yeah, as he should. Look, it's a disaster. It is an absolute disaster. Everybody knows it. We do nothing about it. By the way, I'll have this for you coming up in a little bit. On the border between the Dominican Republic and Haiti in almost complete meltdown now, complete chaos. The Dominican Republic is now continuing to build a 12-foot wall. They hope to have it complete sometime soon. So there will be a border wall between the DR and Haiti. Why? Because walls work. Jason Isaac, American Energy Institute.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome. Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776.
Our veterans are one of our biggest treasures, but veteran suicide remains a serious public health concern in Michigan and across the nation. Join us in preventing veteran suicide. If you're a business or organization, partner with us to connect veterans to their earned benefits. If you're a veteran or family member, call 1-800-MICH-VET to get connected to your benefits. And if you're a veteran in crisis, call 988 to get help. To all of our veterans, we thank you for your service.
Brought to you by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.